Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we are going to continue doing what I started last week, and we started just showing testimonies about people who have received the Word of God and how it has produced miraculous healings in their life. I tell you, we shared some of the most miraculous testimonies last week. It was powerful. I believe that this really blesses people. It blesses me. You know, again, I emphasize the teaching of the Word of God because faith that comes from the Word of God is the basis of everything. But it really ministers to me and encourages me when I see visible results come from the teaching of God's Word. And I believe that this is just essential that you also see demonstration and get confirmation of the Word. And that's what these testimonies have been doing. So we now have a brand new Healing Journeys volume, volume number 3. We haven't gotten to that yet, but what we're doing is we started last week with Healing Journeys volume number 1. This week I'm going to show the testimonies from Healing Journeys volume number 2. And then next week we will do our brand new Healing Journeys. And boy, there are some dramatic, spectacular healings on there. But all of these are being played and shown just to verify that the Word of God works. God is still confirming His Word with signs and wonders following. And I'm excited to be a part of it. And these are all people who've been healed through some type of connection with this ministry. They've received the Word. Something has happened. Like, for instance, the one that I want to play today is the healing of Scott Forsythe. And Scott had seen Hannah's testimony. If you watched this program last week, on Thursday and Friday of last week, I showed the healing of Hannah Terades over in England. And we produced Healing Journeys Volume 1, and her testimony was on that one. Well, this healing is going to show that a friend, a neighbor, brought over that Healing Journeys Volume 1 and played it for the Forsythe family. And when Scott saw this, his faith rose up. And also his sister, her faith was quickened, and she went into his bedroom and prayed for him, and he was miraculously healed. And you'll also see on this DVD that we play today about Scott's story and his healing, that after he was healed, he came to our Summer Family Bible Conference and actually got to meet Hannah Terades, who inspired him to be healed. And so just like this story today is going to portray, you know, these testimonies of the healing power of God, I don't know how to express it, but they take the truths that are revealed in the Word of God, and it's like they breathe life into it. It gives it power and energy that sometimes people don't have just when they hear words themselves, but they need to see these words demonstrated in the lives of people. And when Scott saw Hannah and saw her healing, saw this DVD about it, his faith rose to a new level, and because of it, he was healed. And because of his testimony that we'll be playing today, I'm sure that many of you are going to receive encouragement and your faith is going to rise, and that you're going to be healed. So I know that this is going to bless you. I encourage you to watch this DVD, and I'll come back at the end of the program today.
Some people think that it's like hard to remember being sick, but I remember it just like it was yesterday.
I thought that God was punishing me.
It's really hard to get across how hard for a parent it is when you have a chronically, and now they're telling you, a life-threatening, you know, problem there is with your child.
Well, it got to the point where I knew I'm not a physician. I couldn't heal him. All I could do was pray, and I did that a lot.
Well, when Scott was 12, he was having maybe 4 migraines a week.
It felt like something was just like pressuring against my head, like just squeezing it, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even have the lights on.
if I had a bad migraine, just turn off the lights, kind of just lay down in my room.
He just couldn't attend school half the time, and he just felt miserable. So, you know, the pediatrician sent us to a neurologist, and they ran MRIs and put him on experimental drugs, and it just, nothing seemed to be helping. And at our church, they had a healing prayer ministry, and they prayed for him on several occasions.
It all started really with our healing team at church. And Scott came and he had migraines, and it was just terrible to see a child suffer that way, the way he suffered. But he was so open and receptive, and we prayed and he had faith. And then after a time, there was a breakthrough. And at first they were a little bit better, but then they just went away completely.
Migraines did stop. So praise God, you know, we were very happy about that. And then he did well for, it seemed like a few months. And then the stomach problems started.
I felt this compression in my stomach and this like sharp jabbing feeling that someone was like stabbing my stomach.
We noticed that when he ate wheat, especially, it just seemed like he really had a hard time either digesting it, but we started to notice that it was pretty much around every time he ate wheat products. So on our own, we tried a gluten-free diet. And again, this went on for, months and months.
It just got so bad I couldn't do anything.
And the pediatrician started to get concerned and sent us to a gastro specialist at Texas Children there in Houston.
They put this little camera in a tube, and they had to sedate me, like put me to sleep. They would put the tube down my throat and look at my esophagus and my stomach and see what was really going on. It just wasn't fun at all.
He found something called Barrett's esophagus, which from what we understand is unheard of in children. The doctor told us that this was, lucky. He told us, first of all, he said, this is lucky that he found this, and we knew that it wasn't lucky. It was, you know, definitely a God thing, because he said, had he not found it, years could go by, and then, you know, it can turn into esophageal cancer or, you know, a life-threatening condition. So the doctor was, you know, very specific at, you know, we can't ignore this. We have to be very aggressive at treating this. We have to follow up with scopes. We tried not to say too much, actually, around Scott, because we didn't want to frighten him. He knew how bad he felt, but he didn't realize how bad the situation was.
I found out later that it was life-threatening.
My son's sick, and I'm not here to help out. But it's something you have to do as a father. You got to go and make a living.
My dad was gone most of the time, and that was very disappointing, because I know a lot of people don't, like, they like their parents, but they don't really connect. That's the exact opposite with my dad. We connect so much. We are great friends. We get along really well. We love each other. And having him gone most of the time when I was sick, I was really disappointed.
I do a lot of training. I do a lot of client contacts and that sort of thing. So to do that, I have to go to the clients or where we are. And we're all over the world. We're a pretty small company, but we do have an office in every major seaport. When Scott was the sickest, it seemed like I was away and gone. It was not a pleasant time.
He was in China, and he was at his wit's end because he couldn't do anything. All I could do was take pictures, mail them to him, talk to him. He'd say, well, what are they going to do to him now? I said, well, they're running another test. This was hard on the whole family. Our daughter, who's usually very stoic and doesn't show a lot of emotion, you could see the worry. She was very worried about her little brother.
Sometimes, especially whenever my dad was away on a business trip, that he had to go to out of the country, I would go with my mom and brother to the hospital. Sometimes I would miss class. I remember it being really hard on my mom. I mean, I knew that somehow Scott was going to get through it and God was going to take care of him, you know, by healing him some way. I didn't know how, but something that really concerned me was my mom. She had this huge burden put upon her, and she got to where she couldn't eat and she was losing weight, and it was really troubling because I didn't know how to help her.
It was a little hard being on the road, and I could call home and tell that Vicki was struggling, but she seemed to bear up too. She's a real strong lady.
One of our good friends, Miss Evelyn from the Healing Prayer group, she gave us this DVD of Andrew Womack.
I had seen this on Andrew Womack and sent for it, and then it came this day. And I was so excited because I remember the story of Hannah was on there. So I run to the phone, call Vicki. Vicki, the Healing Journeys came. Can you watch it? Can you watch it? She said, well, Dave will be home tonight. Actually, we'll all be home tonight. And so we can watch it. So I said, I'm going to bring it right over. Vicki, this is it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited that you're watching now.
Evelyn said, I would like for all of you to watch it together with him. And it so happened, our daughter was home. My husband was in town, in the country, actually, which it was, you know, good.
The night Evelyn brought the CD over, I said, well, sure, let's have a look. We jumped right out at me. He was screaming and said, look, this is it.
We'd had all kind of tests done at the local hospital. They referred us to a specialist children's hospital in London. She had a camera investigation, and they put a camera down her throat when she was asleep under anaesthetic, and they took some biopsies. And when the biopsies came back, they said that she had a really rare autoimmune disease. So her immune system would go into overdrive. Whenever she ate something, it would go into overdrive, thinking it was like some sort of foreign invader and attack it.
She started deteriorating. She started losing weight. She was always very, very small, but now she started losing weight, and her hair was getting brittle, and her skin started going like translucent, and she lost energy. Some people were telling me that, you know, God wanted to heal her, but sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. I was getting all different types of advice, some extreme. Some advice was saying, well, maybe you've done something. Maybe this is judgment on you. In my heart, I got to the point where if the Lord wants her to die for his glory, then so be it. And that's how messed up I was in my thinking, if you like. I went home. My wife and Hannah was in hospital. I went home and went on the internet and downloaded lots and lots of teaching, God Wants You Well series, all free from Andrew's website, and listened to them over and over.
And Ashley would download these teachings onto my MP3 player, and I'd be laying in the hospital bed next to Hannah, kind of getting this revelation, like, are you listening to this, Hannah? You know, God wants you well, you've been healed, and we just got to receive it.
Whoever we told up until that point, whether it was pastors, you know, leaders, whoever it was, mature Christians, they would always be horrified and, oh no, and you know, they'd be horrified at how bad it was. But when we told Andrew, he just smiled and said,
it's a piece of cake for Jesus.
So Father Jamie and I just agree. And we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, Hannah has already been healed.
I just sat there quietly with the family, hoping my son was watching, hoping he would absorb all this, understand it, and accept it. And he did.
Hannah really stuck out to me because she had a lot of the same things that I had too. All these stomach problems, but she was like much younger, so it started to get worse. And seeing, like, I could relate to that, and so she could be healed, and so I knew that so could I.
It was kind of time to go to bed. Like, as I was walking down the hall, I just felt this need to pray with him because everything on the DVD just made so much sense, and I was just so thankful that God had revealed this teaching to us. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. And we love you so much. And Dear Lord, please help Scott just accept his healing.
I just went to sleep, and then the next morning, I felt normal. I felt completely better, and I was hungry, which before, for the entire time, I really wasn't hungry at all. I barely ate.
The next morning, I didn't know what to do at this point because we were living on a schedule. You know, he had all these medicines that he was taking. And I said to my husband, what do we do? And he said, well, I think we need to leave that up to Scott. Ask him, see what he thinks. Scott said, I don't need them. I don't want them. He said, I want to eat.
Well, when he had that first big meal, I said, well, this will be the proof. Because I'd seen him before in horrible pain after eating just a little bit. And this will be the evidence here.
And we waited. There was no pain. There was no vomiting. Praise God.
At the time, I thought, I hope this isn't too good to be true, and that's not the way to think, because it is the way it is. It happened. It just took me a little while to grow into it.
The next day, when we walked into the church, the pastor knew something was different.
Vicky was giddy. She was elated, and I think everybody was. There's a part of me that's saying, well, we prayed and God worked, and isn't that what we should expect? And so there was a part of me that wasn't surprised, but then, you know, another part of me is, wow, you know, look what God's done.
I remember the pain and the stress I was going through, and now I feel fine. I feel great. I get to do like fencing, I get to do a lot of different things with my friends.
Life is so good now. He is a normal boy. He is able to eat whatever he wants, whenever he wants. I'm not the food police anymore.
It just feels great. It feels like this like burden I had is just gone, and that's like through the name of Jesus.
On July 2nd, 2009, Scott and his mom, Vicky, came to Colorado Springs for the 2009 AWMI Summer Family Bible Conference. They not only took the opportunity to participate in the conference events, but also took advantage of the chance to actually meet the little girl whose healing journey testimony was instrumental in changing Scott's life.
Hannah's testimony really like inspired me for my healing, and I'm just so excited to meet her today. And I got her a little gift. I think she likes bunnies, so I thought this would be good for her. And I am just excited to meet her and tell her how much her healing meant to me for my healing.
Just a regular boy.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome to see how God is moving in people's lives, and He's still doing miracles today, just like He did in the Bible. God hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is His people. We have been taught that God doesn't do miracles. Many people are afraid of trying to believe because they'll be discouraged. And we live in a culture today that I guarantee is a culture of unbelief. And, you know, when I share these testimonies, sometimes people will come back and say, well, why don't, you know, if these things are true and if your son was really raised from the dead, well, then why don't we see these kind of things on secular TV and why don't they report it? They don't believe it. You know, there were people that saw Lazarus raised from the dead, and they didn't believe it, and they consulted with the Pharisees how they could kill not only Jesus, but also Lazarus. You know, the rich man who died and went to hell saw Abraham and said, send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. And he said, nope, there's a great gulf. And he says, they have... And then the rich man said, well, then send him back from the dead to witness to my brothers. And he said, no, they have the Moses and the prophets. And the rich man said, well, they won't believe Moses and the prophets. But if somebody rose from the dead, then they'd believe. And Abraham told him, he says, nope, if they won't believe Moses and the prophets, they wouldn't believe the one rose from the dead. There are people who think that if somehow or another we could just force people to see these things, that they'd believe. But people who don't want to believe will not believe. But I believe that there are many of you who maybe have been receptive to it. You haven't been antagonistic, but you just weren't sure. And hopefully these testimonies are helping confirm that, yes, the Word is true, that God is still doing miracles today, and God can do a miracle for you today. One other thing I wanted to point out from Scott's story, and it wasn't on the DVD, but we've been in contact with him and his family. And since then, we found out that he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit prior to seeing this testimony about Hannah Terdez. And I can't overemphasize how important it is to have the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, it just gives you a spiritual understanding, an ability to perceive spiritual things that you don't have prior to that. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Before you receive the Holy Spirit, it's like there is just a disconnect somehow or another from the spirit realm. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, it quickens your understanding. And I believe it's important to point out that Scott had received the Holy Spirit. He had this gift of speaking in tongues. And then when this testimony came of Hannah's healing, it was able to impact that. The Holy Spirit was able to reveal things to him, and he was able to believe in a way that he wasn't able to believe before. There are many of you watching this program who may be born again, may have a true relationship with God, but you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And yet you're trying to believe for a healing, or maybe it's a marriage restoration or a financial deal or just an emotional healing. And you can't understand. It just seems so hard. There's confusion and a lack of understanding. I'm telling you, one of the things that would make a huge difference in your life, just like it did for Scott Forsythe, is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it gives you an ability to perceive things and receive from God in a way that you didn't before. As Jesus put it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you receive power through this experience. So we have people standing by our phones that will not only offer you the products that we've been showing, the Healing Journeys, Volume 1, 2, and 3, but also they could pray with you and help you to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. It would make a tremendous difference in your life. So we have that phone number on the screen. I encourage you to call today.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys, Volume 2 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word, and I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Scott Forsythe. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.
Lord was pleased with his disciples.